Those inky winter was fading away in the spring of 75. Me and Valley John Dennis, we were walking the streets, just glad to be alive. President Wade gave a challenge that we'd be bold, speak the truth, reach out. But the Finnish tongue is a heavy stone, and my heart was filled with doubt. We stepped inside for our usual trim at Sister MacKinnon's chair. The scent of talcum and cold metal shears hanging in the quiet air. The regulars sat with their papers in hand, watching the dust motes fall. And I just wanted to sink in my seat and feel nothing at all. You see, it's funny how we hide the light we're sent to carry, Valley Dennis. He only had 4 months in the field. His Finnish was broken, struggling for every word. But he didn't care about looking foolish. He started talking about why we were there, about the gospel. And suddenly, the whole room went silent. He stumbled through phrases of purpose and hope while I sat there red with shame. But Sister MacKinnon lowered her shears when she heard the Savior's name. She looked in the mirror, her eyes growing soft as the Spirit began to bloom. A holy stillness, a tender mercy settled inside that room. I used to belong to that church, she said. I suppose I still do. In a way, her husband had forbidden the path long ago, but the sun had broken the gray. She brought her daughter Suzanne to the branch in the chapel at Haga that week. The harvest was waiting for someone to find the words they were willing to speak. Lord's work first. The miracles followed. Two souls came home because a young man spoke up in a barber shop in Finland 50 years ago. Don't be afraid of the broken words. Just reach out. The Lord will do the rest. In the Haga branch, the light came back 50 years ago.